Thanks a lot. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Costin Opera. I'm Handset Release Program Deployment Manager at Gameloft, and my colleague, Yuan Jun.
Yep, this is Yuan Jun Huang.
The key account manager that keeps the relationship between us as a company and the partners, and in this case, Samsung and Tizen and Intel. I will let him introduce you.
I'll start with the business side and about Gameloft and relationship with the Samsung. Okay, as you may, some of you know about our company, which is called Gameloft. So we are the, I can say we are just a fast growing company that, it was about 10 years and we have lots of games in the market, all the markets such as Apple's and Android and even MS Mobile 2. And also, I can say our company is in-house development. So we do everything in our side. We don't actually use third-party engines or any other technologies. Then it means we also use our own engines into the games. So also a lot of games are very famous in all app stores and iOS and Android. So we can say Gameloft is one of the global brands, which is quite a successful company. Sorry about this. And as we, you know, the Tizen is also quite new technologies. So we also do any new technologies. So this is another challenge to us. So we do all the cloud platforms, and also you saw the on the presentation. We bought it in 2011, the best developed companies. And okay, we'll introduce about more games, what we have on the Tizens from my colleagues who's named Kirsten Apriya, and he's the, our project managers.
I'll try to entertain yourselves, with, three of, our games that we've ported on this new platform. The first one is one of our freemium titles. It's called Let's Go 3. This game has a bit of a legacy. We began with it more than 5 years ago with Let's Go 1, of course. And then we passed on to Let's Go 2, and now we're finally on Let's Go 3, which we adapted and we ported on Tizen. It's a pretty attractive game, as you'll see right away in my presentation. It has many environments, many possibilities to customize the character, or to play in different modes, like stroke play and match play. It has also some mini games inside. We try to introduce as much as possible content to keep the game attractive, and also being a freemium game, we usually update each freemium title on a monthly basis. So allow me to launch the game. Been some issue because we only have one device that can output on HDMI, and it seems it's got some issues because it's a bit stuck. As you probably know, these are prototypes and they aren't, it's okay, they aren't as stable as they should be, but we're... this is a small till the device restarts. I'll continue a bit. This is a small comparison with the three games I told you about earlier, and hopefully it will work this time. Okay. We could have some audio, please. Yep. Yes, it is. Okay, we'll continue without audio, apparently. Okay. What about now? Yeah. Thank you. And as you can see, it's a nice interface of a full 3D title. And let's try. Don't mind me, because I'm not a very good golfer. So, but I'll just try to show you around a bit. Yeah, it tries to connect to the network, and it's not available. So, as you can see, this is directly played from a Tizen device. It's not from an emulator or something. Okay. Let me... Not so good, but maybe the next one will be better. So yeah, this is it with one of our games, which I told you about. So this was Let's Golf. It's one of our most downloaded games from the freemium section. Of course, it's not yet definitive because we're still waiting for Tizen to finish up the part with the shop to give us the in-app purchase modules and libraries. But we're pretty much there with it, so we hope to have it ready as soon as the Tizen shop will be launched. Okay. The second game I'd like to present you is Real Football, or Soccer, how it's called in this continent. We in Europe called it football. This is the main menu of the game. This is a basically a game addressed to our target is our male between 15 and 35, but we're not restricting by any means the other ages or sexes. I'll try to answer the question, but maybe you can help me. try. No. Unfortunately, not.
Hello and welcome to this fascinating match between Belarus and... Let's take a look at these two teams. The teams line up in a 4-4-2. Here we are, the start of the match. The ball makes its way towards Central. He's well in. It's in! It's the opening goal of the game.
Thank you. Okay, let's continue, because I won't be so lucky, believe me, if I keep playing, that will be probably the only goal you'll see. So, yeah, let me switch back, please. Okay. So this, just like golf, this game allows the players to customize their teams, to customize their games, and also to create their own championships and leagues, and to create their scenarios and share them with the other friends and the football community. And the last title I'm gonna present is Asphalt 7, which is one of our well-known titles. It is as you probably know from the other platforms we've been developing on. This is a car game. It's an arcade racing game. And as I said, it's one of the most successful Game Love brands. It's a flagship title that was initially presented on Apple's keynotes, but and now it's also on this new platform, this new beautiful, attractive platform called Tizen. So allow me to give you a little heads up from the game. We have quite a few tracks from all over the world. We're trying to cover and present everything. Some well-known cities. I mean, the tracks are really resemble with the actual sites from the towns. Or here you can see a small comparison with the previous iteration of the game called Asphalt 6, how it evolved a bit, and allow me to launch it on the device so you can see it going.
Thank you.
These are the tracks that you've seen earlier in the presentation. And let me select one. I don't know if you have any preference. Let me try Shanghai. Should do it. And here I'll be able to select the type of car I want to race with.
Welcome to Shanghai.
Not the most controllable car from the game, and probably I'm not the best player around. Okay, so this is what we've done so far. We're anxious to develop more games, I can assure you that as soon as the Tizen shop will be up, will be online, and will be available for all the users, just like the phones and devices, we will be there with at least these titles and much more. So if you have any questions or if you want to play around, just let me know after this session. Hopefully I have entertained you a bit, and thank you. Yes, please.
So can you tell about what do you need from Tizen to be more successful with this?
I can tell you for now what we need from Tizen to finish the games. We currently, as previously mentioned, we are missing the in-app purchase part, especially for the freemium and paymium games, the ones that have the possibility of buying stuff in-game. So we're missing that library, and also a DRM solution, but this will surely come with their shop. As soon as their shop will be up, they will also offer us and the rest of the developers a solution to put in the applications so they won't be easily crackable or at all. We hope at all crackable. Anything else? Anyone else?